You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Someone chimes in the text line, Legend Bob, Tulsa King is... That's all.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
My stepdad loves Tulsa King. All right, time to get shredded. I hate the Rocky movies.
You do?
Wow. So I know, tough take, tough Tuesday.
It's fine. I mean, you can like what you don't like and hate what you don't like.
I can't. And I've given the first. I think I gave the first. I watched the first four.
Rocky four, though. Let me jump in. Is it Tommy Morrison? No, that's Rocky five. I
haven't seen all of them. I don't think.
Because one is the obvious. Two is the rematch. Three is the Ivan Drago. Four.
No, four is the Ivan Drago one. So and that one hit at the right time when that movie came out. Obviously, you weren't born for that one, Mac. Right? And how old were you back then? You were probably
what year did Rocky five come out?
I don't know. I feel like I was 8 to 10 years old, somewhere in that age.
I was born in 87.
Okay, it may have been out before you were even born at this point.
Yeah.
so like it was
Rocky five,
four.
Oh, okay, five. Was 90.
Okay, so yeah.
So four is before me.
I mean, how many years before five did four come out, right?
85.
85. What year were you born?
87.
87. So it predates you too, right? Yeah. So I was 8 at that time, right, when Rocky came out. But it was perfect for the time because we hated the Russians. And it was the Cold War personified in a movie with sports, coming off the Olympic ban and all this kind of stuff that was going on. Like, I hate to say this because I'm probably wrong, but I don't give a rip, right? I don't know that there's been a movie that was more fitting of the times than Rocky IV. And I remember being in the theater watching that movie, and he beat Drago, and the whole place is cheering like it was real. And that was the thing that like happened in Rocky IV. We all live that movie like it was reality. Awesome. And he beat that Russian man, and everybody was standing up and cheering and celebrating like we had just done something like an Olympic gold. You know, it's coming off beating the Russians and in the hockey and winning the gold medal there. And then obviously the Cold War, we weren't speaking to Russia, tear down those walls, all that kind of stuff that went on. It was so apropos of the times, man. It was like, it was just a feel good American movie where we took down the Russians. I mean, this guy's boxing meat. He's running up hills and snow. You've seen the Family Guy spoof on it, you know, like it's, but at that point in time, take yourself back to 1985, man. That was it. It was go beat that Russian guy's butt, baby. Let's go. He will die, you know, in Drago. And then I think it was Sharon Stone with his wife in that movie.
Yeah, it was Brigitte Nielsen.
Brigitte Nielsen. Yeah, that's who it was. I just remember her having very nice legs.
She was a tall, warm glass of water.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not a tall, cold glass of water. Brigitte Nielsen. Didn't she end up like being with Flavor Flav?
I think she was with also Charlie Sheen.
Oh,
because I was waiting for you to say that. So, okay, shocker there.
Yeah, I was saying, like,
know. I think Charlie Sheen went through half of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Of everyone. Everyone.
He's like only Zambi, 60.
He's like the Zambi Zinger of Hollywood. Shout out Levine.
Yeah. It's like just unbelievable. But
Southern Stout is crazy.
I think she's actually in the documentary that he's putting together about himself. Yeah, he commissioned this documentary on Netflix by himself, and he said he invited everybody that's ever been in his life to be on this documentary, except for one person, John Cryer, of 2 and a Half Men. You know why he didn't invite John Cryer? He claims he didn't have his number anymore.
Oh, baloney.
So he put out the, you know, the APB. Cryer appeared in the video, I guess. Yeah. I don't know how much of that I'm going to watch, but oh yeah, Rocky as a kid, Rocky IV growing up, man, we lived that, man. We were loving that movie.
To me, it's just like nonstop of just, maybe I'm just a hater of Sylvester Stallone.
Well, I mean,
you go down the street and get a sandwich.
Right.
I'm just like, all right, I can't do 10 minutes of that. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's, you know, then that's Rambo. I never was a Rambo guy, but Rocky IV was it. I never watched Rocky V. I never watched any of the Creed movies or anything like that. Vaguely remember Rocky III. I remember Rocky I just because that was the original, and you did watch it. Was that Rambo or Rocky?
I don't know. Sylvester Stallone sounds like when my stomach's telling me I'm hungry.
Or your stomach's like, you've had way too much, man, to try to regurgitate that stuff.
But yes, Rocco.
So do yourself a favor. Watch Rocky IV, pretend it's 1985. The Russians are our biggest enemy. And then immerse yourself into the times and watch that movie. You'll be like, hell yeah, that's a great movie. USA! USA! You know, when he kills Creed, man, like, it is on, baby.
Gosh, yeah. Clubber Lang was 3, right?
That's, I think, Mr. T. Yeah.
He was good. All right. Tough Tuesday, Mac. Why don't you start us off here with your hometown?
Not my hometown, but where I lived for 10 years, Brian Callahan.
Okay. I didn't say that.
No, it's all good. I'm loyal to my hometown, baby, KC. Brian Callahan does not know the rules, coach of the Titans.
Not the only one.
Challenge on the Isle Manor play where they moved it out of bounds on the sideline, and it looked like the elbow hit inbounds first.
Yeah, you got to get a foot inbounds too, which we didn't have a clean look at whether his foot was down as well. An elbow doesn't equal 2 feet, so his foot would have had to come down as well. We didn't have a clean look, so the call from upstairs was that they wasn't more challenging.
Okay.
Real fast.
It's not done.
He wants to fight reporters too.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you run the play calls?
Did you have the play calls, Paul? Did you see?
There we go. Ryan Clark is a coach.
There it is. Callahan. Fight reporters.
Fight reporters. And then address the media for 2.5 minutes yesterday about that play again.
Oh
my.
Yikes.
I mean, it was, I knew the rules. I misspoke. I was caught up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do yourself a favor. Stop lying. You didn't know the rule. And do yourself a favor and study history, because the great John Madden's first book that came out in the 80s that I read that led me to this profession was titled One Knee Equals 2 Feet. It's right there in the title. The elbow is the same as the knee.
Dude.
It's the title of the book of the most important person in the history of NFL broadcasting, John Madden.
Next, Ryan.
One knee. Yeah, right.
An elbow is a foot.
An elbow is a foot. Well, not really. But one knee equals 2 feet. An elbow is in. A forearm is in. Like, this is basic fundamentals of football. To be in this, again, you're seeing why I don't respect the majority of NFL head coaches.
He's given our guy Mike McDaniel a run for his money on first coach fired.
I mean, you're fighting with reporters after week one, which I thought they were fine. And when they went to Denver, it wasn't a bad game at all for them.
Do they have those odds on FanDuel of like first coach?
Well, I'm sure it comes out this morning because week one is now officially complete. Right?
They got to be fresh.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be coming out here pretty quick.
It's almost 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be getting an email.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Callahan, McDaniel, and Daboll got to be in the top three.
Well, Dayball's going to fire himself.
That's true.
I mean, he's ultimately going to just fire himself by going with the young quarterback too long, and then he's not going to look ready, and or he's going to light the world on fire.
Well,
it's one or the other.
I don't normally do this, but he coaches and you don't.
Right.
Which would bring up another tough Tuesday.
Ryan Clark. Okay. Yeah.
Mm.
Segway.
It's time. That was really good. It's time for ESPN to move away from this guy.
And but he dapped up Peter Schrager on TV.
I'm sure he did. He became the laughing stock of the NFL world over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to the point now where Kevin Demoff, the Rams president, is calling him out.
Mm.
The president of an organization called him out after making a wrong prediction on the Rams game, right? Kevin Demoff says, I guess being an ex-player doesn't help analysts make better picks. And he quote tweeted Ryan Clark picking the Rams to lose that football game. So you're getting called out by players. You're getting called out by fans, other members of the media. I think it's time to move on from Ryan Clark, not because I'm here, oh, he should be fired. He's lost all credibility. He has no credibility left now with his peers, with his audience, and with people now around the NFL because of that comment that he made to Peter Schrager. So I'm not a fan, if you will, of Ryan Clark. Are you a fan of anybody?
Nice. Not a fan of interference. Some guy robbed Bobby Witt Jr. earlier this year of a home run. That damn Texas fan. And then last night, we saw the reports of that Buffalo Bills fan that Lamar Jackson pushed. And this is what kind of irks me about these sort of stories. I wish that news report was real because I watched it.
Oh, it was hysterical.
If you missed it, these
even Mark Mangino was weighing in on my tweet last night about it. Yeah. He loved it.
Kid wears like a neck brace. He's like, I'm sorry, DeAndre Hopkins. I'm sorry, Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen, I love you. Please don't ban me. But that wasn't real. It was obviously a fake news bit. But the thing that's crazy about this is like you're not part of the game. And when you want to become part of the game and it doesn't go in your favor, as it shouldn't, then like imagine somebody coming into your house and be like, dude, I love the smell of your kitchen. I'd be like, dude, get the hell out of here, you know? Yeah. I don't care. But when you basically put your hands on them and you think nothing's going to happen, you're wrong. Perfect example. Buffalo Bills fan smacks DeAndre Hopkins on the helmet. Lamar Jackson sees it. Lamar Jackson shoves him. The cameras see Lamar Jackson shove him. Everyone's
Lamar got pushed too, though.
Yeah, and he gets touched. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I don't know, Lamar Jackson. He can't be doing that sort of stuff.
No,
and
you
it's
can.
Like, no, you protect your men. And that guy then, the Bills came out and didn't say anything other than he's no longer allowed. He's no longer welcome. And he's out. And you're done.
Yeah.
And it's over. And sorry. And you might think that's unfair. You might think that is, you know, a little egregious, but sorry, man. Like they tell you in a video that everybody ignores before the game, do not interact with gameplay. Do not interact with players. You will be ejected immediately, possibly facing arrests. Could do this. You jump in the fountains at Kauffman Stadium, get a home run ball. Might be a really cool home run ball, but guess what? You're going to jail.
And it's
going to
cost you $10,000 and possibly an electrocution.
It is what, well, yeah, that is true, but it is what it is. So yeah, tough Tuesday there is that fan. That,
yeah. You
know, and I'm sure he's like, oh, it's just protecting the NFL. Yeah, they're players. You can't touch them.
You pushed one guy, and then you pushed Lamar's head, and then Lamar went back at you.
Now,
screw you, pal.
If the player jumps into the stands and getting rowdy and you're tapping him on the head, it's welcomed.
That's
like
different.
He's sacrificed.
Yes.
He's putting himself in that situation, not walking into the tunnel, you know?
Right. Well, this is the same group of fans that threw snowballs at Patrick Mahomes. I mean,
they threw a full beer on the end zone in that game.
I mean, look, did you see they also had to pick up the toys that were thrown into the end zone at that
one
as well?
There was another green dildo.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at here is these fans in Buffalo, maybe they're the problem. We complain about Raider fans all the time. When was the last time you saw a Raider fan do something stupid? I mean, not since they left Oakland.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Jet fans get complained about a lot for the way that they behave. Philadelphia fans yelled a lot for the way that they behave. But the way that I'm scoring this thing at home, the only fan base that has gone around and messed with players like this have been the Buffalo Bills fan base, attacking two players as they're walking off the field, throwing snowballs at our guys in a playoff game. Where's the hatred for the Buffalo fan acting the fool? It's always the Philadelphia fan. It's always the New York fan. It's always the Raider fan. It's time to start calling these Buffalo fans out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Because you jump through a table on fire doesn't make you cool and give you the ability to go out there and treat players like that. Screw you, Buffalo.
Mm. It's almost cider season. New segment, Binkley or Stallone?
Hey, what go up?
Coming up on the other side, we're leaving an update here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.